Article number 37, the last judgment, and this is the second half of that article. Let us read responsibly. And therefore, the consideration of this judgment is justly terrible and dreadful to the wicked and ungodly, but most desirable and comfortable to the righteous and elect, because then their full deliverance shall be perfected, and there they shall receive the fruits of their labor and trouble, which they have borne. Their innocence shall be known to all, and they shall see the terrible vengeance which God shall execute on the wicked, who most cruelly persecuted, oppressed, and tormented them in this world, and who shall be convicted by the testimony of their own consciences, and shall become immortal, but only to be tormented in the eternal fire which is prepared for the devil and his angels. On the contrary, the faithful and elect shall be crowned with glory and honor, and the Son of God will confess their names before God his Father and his elect angels. All tears shall be wiped from their eyes, and their cause, which is now condemned by many judges and magistrates as heretical and impious, will then be known to be the cause of the Son of God. And for a gracious reward, the Lord will cause them to possess such a glory as never entered into the heart of man to conceive. Therefore, we expect that great day with the most ardent desire, to the end that we may fully enjoy the promises of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And as I read this and as we read together, I'm reminded of the author of this confession, who was persecuted and executed for the things written therein. Notice he, and not only him, but others with him, others there in Belgium, others at, as well during the Reformation. Sometimes we're so separated, so far apart from what happened back in the 1600s during this time. It was the joke in Calvin's Geneva. He set up a school, a seminary, to train ministers. And the joke was when the students received their diploma or their degree from the school, the joke was, oh, I just received my death certificate. Because many of them went back into France to pastor churches who later on, or not even near, not that often, very often after they received that paperwork, that they were executed by the French government as being heretics. And again, it is recounted of these Huguenots, of those that went to their death, that they went singing. So much so that the magistrates ordered that their tongues be cut out beforehand, to shut them up, because their testimony was great. And so as we read this this statement here, these were words of those who understood the unrighteous act, and many of these administrators, these civil magistrates, were Christian, or at least claimed to be Christian, being authorized by the church to do this. And how easy it is when things go the wrong for us that we want to take vengeance into our own hands or to grumble and complain. And yet we understand that according to the Word of God, we have hope. We do not have to try to bring vengeance for wrongs done to us in this life. For we know that there is a God who judges, who understands and sees all things and will render just judgment in time and in eternity. And so we look to that day and it brings us hope and it helps us in the times where we just don't understand. I don't know about you. I don't understand what's going on in this world again and again, I'm overwhelmed by the wickedness. And it's just not right. You ever feel that way during the week? Sometimes I don't even want to look at the news. It just aggravates me just to no end. And then that's just out there. What about us personally? And the things that happen to us. And we want to fix things. Guys, right? We want to fix things. And yet by faith, we understand that God is in control and God will render just judgment in that great day. Notice the statement. There is judgment, and that judgment, it is a just, terrible, and dreadful judgment. And so it is a warning. Those in Adam, if you're not in Christ, you are facing wrath and curse. Flee the wrath to come. And also, this truth brings hope and comfort for those in Christ. For we understand that there will come blessing and honor in Christ because of Christ. And so the faithful and elect shall be crowned with glory and honor, and the Son of God will confess their names before God, his Father, and his elect angels. And one of those confessions, one of those statements that I desire to hear from the lips of my Savior, and I hope for you, is the statement, well done. Good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. I can't think of anything that I want to hear more than those words of Christ. And so with ardent desire, we look fully for the full enjoyment of all of the fulfillment of all of the promises of God in Christ Jesus. And so we join with the church from age to age that cried out and said, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.